From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting another deadly day in Syria, with opposition activists saying intense airstrikes on rebel-held parts of Aleppo and nearby villages killed at least 45 people. The Aleppo Media Center, which is an activist collective, said 45 people were killed Saturday, just hours after a U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 30 people were killed in Aleppo province, and another 39 were killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He said a strike from a warplane hit the city of Idlib. The Russian coalition strike targeted markets and shops. Earlier, Syrian state media reported that the Assad government was ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. South Korea and the United States have begun their search for radioactive material Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. The South's Yonhap News Agency said an investigation team will collect air and water samples to test for radioactive materials such as xenon. South Korea also said that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders over the latest nuclear test. China also spoke out against North Korea's nuclear tests, saying they were not conducive to the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula. The UN Security Council condemned the underground test and agreed to work immediately on appropriate measures. This is VOA News. At least 23 people were killed and nearly 50 others injured after a boiler exploded and caused a fire in a factory in Bangladesh on Saturday. Fire officials said the explosion at the five-story Tampeco Foils Limited Company was huge and that the fire spread quickly because flammable materials were stored at the factory. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. At least 11 people have been killed by a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that struck northwestern Tanzania's Great Lakes region on Saturday. Local police report about 100 injuries, and the U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was felt in nearby Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, and Kenya. On the campaign trail, Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence struck back at Democrat Hillary Clinton after she called some of Donald Trump's supporters deplorable. Speaking at a campaign event in Virginia, Pence said that Clinton's remark shows a lack of respect for the American people.
They're people who believe in freedom and in the God-given liberties enshrined in our Constitution. Hillary, they aren't a basket of anything. They are Americans, and they all deserve your support.
Pence was referring to Clinton's remarks Friday night, where she said almost half of Trump's supporters fall into what she called the basket of deplorables.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
In a statement Saturday, Clinton backtracked a little bit, saying that many of Trump's supporters are hardworking Americans who just don't feel like the economy or our political system are working for them. She said she regrets only part of her statement, emphasizing that it is really deplorable that Trump is affiliated with people from the right-winged alt-right movement and that David Duke and other white supremacists see him as a champion of their values. President Barack Obama paid tribute to the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. In his weekly media address, the president pledged to continue the fight against terrorism.
We can't react in ways that erode the fabric of our society, because it's our diversity, our welcoming of all talents, our treating of everybody fairly, no matter their race, gender, ethnicity, or faith, that's part of what makes our country great.
On Sunday, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House, and he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.